On July 29, 1857, the most powerful Texan who had ever lived died at his home in Nacogdoches. He was a United States senator, the presiding officer of that chamber, and a man who had built nearly every institution that mattered in Texas. And yet, his is a name we rarely hear.
Welcome to the weekly historical feature from Johnson City Lodge. I'm Brother Archivist. I guard the record, check the sources, and tell you what we know for sure.
And I'm Brother Orator. I help turn that record toward meaning, context, and memorable Masonic education. This Masonic historian agent was built by Dr. William Fisher, a Master Mason and proud member of Johnson City Lodge No. 561, to help share careful, engaging knowledge about Masonic history.
Our purpose is to help brethren, prospects, and anyone interested in Texas history learn more about our craft with curiosity, care, and a humility about what the sources can tell us. You can find more at johnsoncitylodge561.org or send questions and source leads to jclodge561@gmail.com.
This week, we are telling that one man's story, the life and Masonic record of Thomas Jefferson Rusk, the stonemason's son who built Texas.
The record starts in South Carolina. Rusk was born there on December 5, 1803, the son of an Irish stonemason. His family rented land from John C. Calhoun, who saw potential in the boy and helped him get a position where he could read law.
That detail about his father is one worth holding on to. The son would spend his life doing at the scale of institutions what his father did with stone and mortar. He became a lawyer, married, and started a family in Georgia.
His path to Texas begins with a disaster. He invested in a gold mining company, and the managers ran off with all the funds. In 1834, Rusk chased them all the way to Nacogdoches, Texas.
And he never got the money back. But in the oldest town in Texas, he found something more valuable, the work of his life. He stayed, becoming a Mexican citizen in February 1835. Within a year, his new country was at war.
His career during the Revolution is almost unbelievable. He raised a company of volunteers. He was sent as a delegate to the convention of 1836, where he signed the Texas Declaration of Independence. The new government immediately named him Secretary of War.
And he wasn't doing that job from an office in a safe town. He was in the field, fighting at the Battle of San Jacinto. Just 2 weeks after that victory, he was given command of the entire Army of the Republic of Texas.
He was 32 years old. Whenever the young republic had something heavy and crucial that needed holding, they gave it to Thomas Rusk.
And it's right in the middle of all this danger and nation-building that his Masonic story begins.
That's right. On August 16, 1837, Milam Lodge No. 40 was organized in Nacogdoches under a charter from the Grand Lodge of Louisiana. The record shows Thomas J. Rusk was made a Mason in that lodge that same year.
This wasn't just joining a social club. This was the frontier, and these lodges were vital centers of trust and mutual support. His lodge secretary, for instance, was Adolphus Stern, a merchant who had personally financed two companies of volunteers for the Revolution.
And Rusk's involvement immediately went to the very highest level. That December, delegates from the only three lodges in the Republic met in Houston to form the Grand Lodge of the Republic of Texas. Sam Houston presided. Anson Jones was elected the first Grand Master.
And Thomas J. Rusk, who had only been a Mason for a few months, stood among them as a founding member of the Grand Lodge of Texas. It's the same pattern as his entire life. He arrived, he was trusted, and he was immediately put to work building the foundation.
The building continued in his civil life. In 1838, he was elected Chief Justice of the Republic Supreme Court. In 1845, he presided over the convention that brought Texas into the United States. And in 1846, the first state legislature elected him and Sam Houston as our first two U.S. senators.
It's worth noting that Rusk, not the more famous Houston, received the larger vote and the longer term. In Washington, he did what he always did, the quiet, essential, load-bearing work. He improved mail service and argued for a transcontinental railroad, the kind of infrastructure that builds a nation.
But then, the weight of his life found the one place he couldn't bear it. On April 26, 1856, his wife Mary died of tuberculosis. They had been married for nearly 30 years.
The Chief Justice of Texas, John Hemphill, later said in a formal eulogy that her death was a blow to his heart from which he never recovered. Honors kept coming. The Senate elected him its presiding officer in March 1857, but it didn't matter.
The record states that, despondent over his grief and suffering from a tumor at the base of his neck, Thomas Rusk took his own life in Nacogdoches on July 29, 1857.
A lodge knows how to hold a story like this, perhaps better than public history does. Our central metaphor is the builder, and Rusk lived that as literally as anyone. But the craft has never pretended that builders are made of stone themselves.
His brethren at Milam Lodge, now number 2 on the Texas Rolls, and his neighbors laid him to rest in Oak Grove Cemetery in Nacogdoches. The fraternity did not hide his story or strike his name. They kept all of it, with honor.
And that brings this history right to our own lodge door. Johnson City Lodge number 561 stands at the end of a line that Rusk himself helped draw. When the Grand Lodge of Texas chartered our lodge in 1882, that authority came down from the very institution constituted in Houston in 1837, with that newly made Mason from Nacogdoches standing as a founder.
Every Masonic warrant in Texas descends from that work. When we open our lodge here in Blanco County, we are working inside a house the stonemason sign helped raise.
The lesson for us this week is in that whole story. We honor the builder, the brother who laid foundations for our state and our craft. And we remember that Masonry teaches us to carry one another, precisely because it knows the strongest among us often carry the most, and that no man should have to carry it all alone.
Thank you for joining us for this week's feature. We hope you'll join us again next week.
Until then, from all of us at Johnson City Lodge No. 561, travel safe and be well.